You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, wild weekend in the country, locally, kind of everywhere. So we're going to bring on our good friend Anthony Newman, one of our favorites, former Oregon Duck, obviously NFL player, and killing the coaching game here in Oregon for sure, man. You've had a lot of success. Thanks for coming on with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good, for what it's worth, yeah. With all this craziness. But my family, we're all, you know, locked up in our house, and we're doing fine.
Well, and what just kind of your thoughts, Anthony, of the last few days here, maybe locally and throughout the country of what you've seen?
Well, there's two things. You know, you got the pandemic that's going on, which is it's been a problem, and then you add the riots and the injustice that's going on in our country. That's tough. You know, my kids are shocked with what's happening, and they're young, and you know they weren't around a long time ago to see the injustice that was happening before when it was really riled up and. It's shocking for them and for them to hear the stories that I give them from my own father, who was from the South and grew up to be a police officer here in Portland, Oregon. So they're taking this all in, you know, going, wow, this is absolutely crazy. And it's crazy for me as well. I mean, you know, I keep going back to what Will Smith, great actor, said the other day, and maybe he got it from somewhere else. He said, you know, injustice, racism has been around for a long time, and it's still going on today. It's just now that everybody's filming it because right. Everybody has a phone. They can videotape it. So now we're all seeing it, and everybody's seeing it. And so it's a little wild right now.
Well, and we were just talking, Anthony, about the impact that sports figures can have on this. And we've seen a lot of different athletes and coaches and kind of people step up with statements and showing up to peaceful protests and just being a part of the process. You also saw it in Eugene. Mario Cristobal showed up to a protest. I think a couple other members of the coaching staff as well. Just what kind of message does that send? And then what kind of impact do you think athletes and coaches can have in a moment like this?
Well, I think it's huge because here's the deal. When you have a football team and you have a bunch of young men that are looking up to their coach, and their coach is a different race than they are, but that's their coach. That's the guy that they love. That's the guy that came into their house and told their mom and dad that I will take care of your kids when I take them far away. Those kids are looking for those actions of what's the coach going to do? You know, what steps is he going to take? Is he going to say anything? Is he going to do something? And then for Mario to go out and be, you know, one of the protesters and be a part of that, that's huge for that football team. It really is. And when you look at a football team, guys, you know, I've always said this. When you get on a football team, you know, the racism, 99% of it, it's gone. It's out the window. You got white, you got black, you got Asian, you got whatever nationality that's on that football team. You're one family, and it's all about you against the world. And when you come on that football team, when you come to practice, or you come in that locker room, the racism is gone, and you feel different. And everybody cares about you. And it doesn't matter what color you are. You'll hug everybody. You'll kiss everybody on that football team. They're your brothers. But then when you walk out of the locker room, when you get in your car, everything goes back to normal again. Mm-hmm. And so when these kids on this football team see their leader go out there and be a part of the protest and understand the injustice that's going on, they're going to be a powerful football team just because they're going to play for their coach. Their coach has their back. That's what they see. Yeah. And it I think it ignites those kids to work harder, to play harder, to be as one. And you wish this country could do the same.
Yeah, for sure. Former Oregon Duck Anthony Newman, NFL player as well, now coaching high school here in the state of Oregon. He's one of our favorite guests here on Dirt and Spray here on The Fan. You know, I remember when the Ferguson things were happening a few years back, that was kind of, it sparked on social media and people were seeing images and videos and detailing how crazy it was. But does this one feel different? People have highlighted this. I've seen different individuals have highlighted. You know, we said this the last time and then the last time. This one, I mean, it's still going. They're protesting on the East Coast now. They're probably going to protest again on the West Coast tonight. Does this one feel different to you, Anthony?
Yes, it really does. Maybe you have more cities that are involved. You see more just the black community involved. It's everybody. So it's everybody against racism. That's what it comes down to. And you see more people united of all color coming together for this injustice and saying enough is enough. I mean, you know, it's real funny and it's real simple. You sit there and somebody keeps breaking into your home. You keep telling the people, hey, the police, hey, they keep breaking into my home. You know, every day somebody breaks into my home. You keep weeks and weeks and weeks go by. And you go, man, they keep breaking into my home. At one point, you're going to go, no, enough's enough. I'm tired of this crap. Yeah. Okay, this is the last time this is going to happen. I see, you know, in this country and maybe across, you know, around the world that, okay, we can't have this anymore. Guys, yeah, you know, we keep saying, okay, we need to have meetings, we need to talk, but something has to happen now. And that's what you're seeing across this country. Now, I condone the looting and all the BS stuff that goes with it. You're supposed to have the peaceful protest. But at one point, people are saying, well, you got to see me. You got to hear me. Now, I don't want to see you taking stuff out of somebody's store. That's idiotic, stupid, and now you're taking from somebody else who is an innocent bystander. But how do you get the point across that you guys can't do this anymore? And guys, I don't know how much time we have, but I just, you know, for me and Andy, we've been doing things together and running around together. But sometimes you guys don't understand where I come from and how I was raised. But I was raised in Portland, Oregon, and I didn't have a lot of things going on. But my father brought me up because he brought me up in a way to protect myself. And he was a Portland police officer. And he was the third black police officer hired in the state for the Portland police. And as parents, they were my role models. They teach you the rights and wrongs and all the things. And there's one speech that I know a lot of parents, white parents don't have these speeches growing up. It's the speech of how to survive being pulled over by the police. As a young black man, he taught me how to survive being pulled over by the police. And that's crazy. And he's a police officer telling me how to survive the police and how to do it and the things that you need to do to stay alive so you don't get beaten, shot, embarrassed. That's crazy. And most of my friends, a lot of them are white. Their parents said that we never had those talks. I know. That's the injustice that's going on. So as a black man, again, when you're on that football team, you feel as one. When I get in my car and all of a sudden I start driving down the street, down Franklin or whatever, it's a different story. Now I'm back to realism. Uh-oh, am I going to get pulled over? And what do I need to do to stay alive?
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's the one thing we were talking about last week, too, is just it's hard to speak on things that we've never had to deal with and how, you know, telling people how they should feel when we've not had to experience any of those things that some other people have had to go through. How much has, I guess, the relations in this area changed for you? I mean, you mentioned you're from here, you grew up here, played football here, University of Oregon, high school here. You've been around in the area a long time. Have you seen a lot of progress? How much did you have to deal with when you were back in your playing days?
You know, I'm fortunate. I didn't have to really deal with it. I've never really seen it in my face, to be honest. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm not going to lie. I'm surrounded by love of all colors. The teams that I've coached on, it's Central Catholic, with the Ducks, in my community where I live, my neighbors. I'm the lucky one. I really am, and I have to, you know, and I raise my kids to be on guard. but they haven't really been involved as well. You know, I've had a few incidents growing up when I was, back in the late 70s, things happened, but nothing major. So I'm just kind of seeing it from afar, mm-hmm. realistically, you know. But my father, you know, and my mother, yes, they went through it. And more so my father growing up in the city, being a young black man going to the military, and then being one of the first police officers in Portland, Oregon that's black, he's been around it big time.
Yeah.
And so I hear from him and hear all the things that you have to, how you protect yourself and how you deal with people and how they have to understand. And so I've seen change over time growing up here, no doubt about it. Growing up here, yes, I've seen change. But it's not enough. It's not. And for the kids that are in some of the areas that are, mostly black, they feel injustice. And I totally agree with them because it is. And it's not just the black. You're talking all races. You know, it's not just black. It's all race. And it needs to change.
Yeah.
Anthony, I'll get you out of here on this one, man. We do appreciate you stopping in today to talk, given everything that happened over the weekend. We were talking pre-show because every coach and player sends out, like, here's my message, right? And it's usually like, I'm anti-racism. I stand, for equal rights, all that. But I feel like I've seen these same messages from the same people for the last couple of years and nothing's changed. Now, I don't know if anything's going to change from this. But for those out there that just don't want to post on Instagram of, yeah, Black Lives Matter and that's it, and then never do anything, what would you tell, just being frank, there's three white guys doing a radio show today. What would you tell people that really want to help or make a difference outside of obviously going to a riot or something like that?
Well, it's just the support that you give to the black community, meaning you're right. You got three white guys sitting up in the studio and you're going, okay, well, we've never dealt with this before. What do we say? Should we be silent, and not say anything because I'm scared to say something across the line, or should we say something? And it's a couple of basic things you say. It's that, hey, there's injustice and it needs to change and we are with you. We don't know what you're going through. And being, like I said, when you're being honest, you got to be honest and talk about, I don't know what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. I have no idea, but it's wrong. And it shouldn't happen. And somehow, can we find a way to make this happen with our leadership, with people in charge of this country? How can we make this change? And we'll do anything that we can to help your cause. Those words right there, that's enough. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get into this big thing where you got to, go out, do all this crazy stuff. Do what you feel is comfortable. And those are the words that I would, if I was, a white guy sitting around and I felt the injustice, I'd be simple, I'd be straightforward and to the point.
Yeah. Anthony Newman, former Oregon Duck NFL player, a good friend of the show. Thank you so much, Anthony, for coming on today to talk about this. I'm sure we'll be talking about football in just a couple months as more and more optimism about the season starting on time continues to emerge. So thank you so much for hopping on today, my man. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, there we go. Anthony Newman, former Oregon Duck, lifelong Oregonian. Anthony Newman, J.J. Burden camp, which was always the biggest deal for me growing up.
That was a huge deal, man.
To go to that camp, and he is just a joy to speak with. So thank you so much to Anthony Newman for hopping on.
He is as nice and as genuine a person as you will ever meet.
He really is. I met him twice, and in the two times, I'm like, yeah. God, Anthony Newman's a really nice guy.
As nice as you could possibly be, and it was great just to hear from him, hear his experiences, and get some insight on what he's had to go through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.